So this morning we'll be talking about praise and worship. Praise and worship. What is praise and worship? It's praise, you know, the upbeat. Lord, you were good. Come on, come on. And it's worship. Is that what praise and worship is about? So it's praise fast song and it's worship slow song. Is it what we do every Sunday? Wednesday for 15 minutes, Friday for 15 minutes before prayer, and then maybe in our quiet time. Psalm 34 verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Can we complete it? So that tells me that praise is not, it's not an event. It's not a concert that we go to. It's what we should do constantly, continuously, as David said. So what is praise? I went to the dictionary to see the meaning of praise. And some of the words that jumped out is to applaud, to rave about something or someone, to cheer someone, to flatter someone. You know when someone flatters, you're like, stop it. To flatter someone, to speak highly of someone, to express one's gratitude to someone. And when I looked, you know, all through the definitions I saw, and if you, I don't want to say go onto your phones because you might go to somewhere else, but everything was saying to express the expression of, and that tells me that praise is an expression. Have you heard people say, I'm praising God in my heart? Please respond, don't be too quiet. Yeah? I'm praising God in my heart. We can praise God in your heart. I'm not doubting that, or I'm not disputing that. But 99% praise is an expression. Someone say praise is an expression.
Praise is an expression.
You know, if someone does something for me, I can't say, oh, I've said thank you, and then Stelvo, I said it in my heart. She needs to know. I need to commend her. I need to say it, or I need to say maybe indirectly to somebody else about what Sister Ovo has done. That is praise, it's an expression. And the Bible tells us again in Psalms how we can praise God. You know, I'm laying this foundation because we do this every Sunday in church, but it goes beyond what we do in church. And I think if we praise God continuously from Monday to Saturday, when we all come together, our praise would not be, it would be of a difference because we've been doing it continuously, not just Sunday. And if scripture tells us a different ways that we can praise God, there's so many scriptures, so I'll just be quick. Anyone that we can project would be amazing. Psalm 30 verse 4. What does it say? What's the first word?
Sing.
Sing. Sing. Did we sing this morning when Lemmy was leading us? Yeah, sing. The next one says, shout. Psalm 98 verse 4. Psalm 98 verse 4. What does it say?
Shout
to the Lord. Let's just stop at the beginning. It says, shout joyfully to the Lord. Can someone give the Lord a shout? Yeah? So it says sing, and then it says shout. These are expressions, what we should do. And then let's go to Job 8:21. It talks about laughter. Laughter is a means to praise God. Some people are not laughing this morning. That means you're not praising God. It says, it will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. It will yet fill... Can we just laugh to the Lord this morning? But that's a form of praising God as well. So it's not just in church. While you're talking to somebody, put a smile on your face. Laugh. That's you praising God. And then Nehemiah 9:5, he talks about standing. That's another way to praise God. You know, sometimes we say, let's stand on our feet. And we're, my leg. But who gave you that leg? Yeah. So it's a sign of respect and honor to God. So when we say, let's stand up on our feet, it's not chore. Even before we say stand up, you're standing. Whenever other people are sitting down, you're standing because you want to show respect and honor to God. Kneeling, Psalm 95 verse 6. Kneeling, another way to praise God. I was going to ask, when last did we kneel down? When last? That's a form of praising God. The B part, it says, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Clapping. Clapping. You know, sometimes when we lead, when we lead you in praise and worship, I'm saying, come on, clap your hands. We're trying to encourage you, but we're not telling you to do it for us. It is what God says we should do. Clap him. Put, you know, things like this, they're actions, they're expressions. And that's what we want to see in our praise and worship service. Now, bringing it down to what we do on Sunday, praise session now. So that's what I mean. And even when you're in your house as well, when you're doing your family devotion, you can clap. Someone does something, you clap. Lifting up of hands. You know, we sing, we lift our hands to the great I am. But no hands are going up. It's a sign of praise to God. It's a sign of showing gratitude to God. Making music on instruments, Psalm 150. That's another way to praise God. So if you can play one or two instruments, don't sit at home. You can play it in your house, play it in your quiet time. But our service as well is crucial to God. So those are some of the examples. There are loads of ways, but everything here talks about singing, shouting, laughing, standing, kneeling, clapping, dancing, lifting of hands, and making music on instruments. So I'm challenging you, if you think that I'm praising God in my heart, let's take it to another level. There's no way, whatever we're doing in our hearts should show forth, should bust out. Let's rave about God. Let's applaud him when we come together. We're still going to go into a time of praise and worship, and I want us to put it into action. Sometimes we think about what I'm comfortable with. Praise is not comfortable. It's not comfortable. It's a sacrifice. Hallelujah. I think the choir, they're cheering me on this morning. Amen. And I was thinking to myself, and I was thinking about those of you that watch football. And let's see. And I can pick on T, and I can pick on my sister. She's a Chelsea fan. And you can't tell me you've seen someone watch football quietly in their hearts. You express, isn't it? Well, except maybe they're losing, but then they now keep quiet. But the initial, I'm thinking of somebody, well, I don't know T, I don't know who he's supporting now, because he will watch Chelsea, and then after that he will watch Man U, and then he will watch all, you say, oh, Sunday, there's a list, and I'm like, which one do you support? But anyways, that's by the way. You know, you're watching football, and then let's say, is Drogba still playing football? Let's say somebody is with the ball, and they're running to the opponent's team. What do you do? You're like, come on, and then let's say that person scores. What do? Do you just say, oh, whoo-hoo, inside? No. I've been to the football stadium maybe twice, by choice, actually. I prefer watching it live than on the TV. I've been twice, and I've seen people come with different types of instruments. People come with drums. People come with the trumpet, and different. And each football team, they have songs that they sing. So I don't know if they still do Chelsea. So if we're doing that on the football pitch, why are we not doing it in church? Why are we not doing it? It's expression. Our heart is very important. I'm not undermining the place of the heart. It's very important, and that should even be the foundation. That's where we start from. But let's remember that praise is expression. Be the concert. Don't just attend one. Praise requires effort on our part. It's not what somebody else can do for us. It's not what the choir can do for you. And the need of praise outweighs the level of your comfort. The need of praise outweighs the level of your comfort. And praise is a conscious choice. It would not fall on you. This morning we're talking about revelation. I think sometimes we don't have enough revelation of who God is and what he's done. If I don't know what Moyo has done for me, I can't thank her. I can't. So we need to know God for ourselves. We need to read the scriptures, know more about what God has done. He daily loads us with benefit, his goodness, his kindness. It provides for us. It shelters us. So many things that God does. Until we have an understanding, we can't praise God enough. And that's why when we sing and we say, oh, we give you time to just say one or two things to God, we just say something for like 2 minutes and then we're quiet, because that's all we know about God. And again, we come to church, everybody, we look all fine and radiant. I'm sure some of us, we've been thinking of our outfits since maybe end of service last Sunday, and maybe some Friday. I don't think, maybe if, except for the men, maybe you can just wake up in the morning and just and pick one. Oftentimes you prepare, you plan what you would wear. You get ready, you comb your hair, you have your bath. But how often do we prepare for the service? Be it in consecrating our hearts, be it even praying for the preacher, praying for the choir. That's all part of preparation, and then we can have an awesome experience together. It's not about what am I getting from church today, it's about what can I give. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Now, I'll go to worship quickly. So what I've said about praise is both what we do in church and outside. So, for example, we'll take testimony. That's you talking about God. The weather is nice today. You and your colleague, you're talking. You're like, oh, God is great. Look at this lovely weather God has given us. Oh, you slept late last night. How come you're not tired? Don't say, oh, I'm used to it. I don't know. The strength just comes. It's God that gives me. You're talking about him directly, indirectly. That's still praise. That's still praise. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. I'm moving on to worship quickly. And again, worship, talking about what we do in service and also our daily lives. Worship is very, very broad. Again, worship is not the slow songs. Worship is not even song. It's a song or singing is an expression of our worship. But oftentimes, I think we're worshiping the means rather than the end, which is God. We're worshiping worship. We're worshiping songs. There's so many definitions of worship. And the easiest one is when we say what and sheep. Which is what? To place worth on something or someone, to give something value. That's one definition of worship. And then another one says to honor, to respect, to bow down. And you know when you see the children, you want them to bow and say hello to you, to show sign of respect. And the one I love so much, it says worship is perpetual gratitude. What is perpetual? Unending. Which ties into the psalm again. I say, his praise will continually be in my mouth. So it's not what we do for 15 minutes. And then the one that I love so much that I'll be talking about now, he says, worship is ascribing and acknowledging that God owns everything and surrendering. It is understanding the source of all things. It is understanding the source of all things. If you look at the story of Abraham, when God said, you know, sacrifice your son, that's the first place worship was mentioned. Hello? And what was he about? Sacrifice. Abraham didn't have a problem. You know, God said, your only son, the one you love. But he picked up his son and he told the servant, you stay there with the donkey. Myself and my son, we're going to worship. Abraham understood that God owns everything. He is the source. So if he says sacrifice, I'm ready to give him. Obedience as well is worship. So you want to satisfy your flesh and God is saying, don't sin. At that moment, you choose to obey the scriptures over your flesh. That's worship. Somebody is in need. You understand that what I have is not even, I didn't make it myself. God gave it to me and I'm ready to let it go. That is worship. So if we're already doing all of that during the course of the week, again, when we come together to now sing, to express, it would be a different experience altogether. You know, again, I'm saying that the level of knowledge and revelation that we have about God will determine the worship that I give. You cannot worship beyond what you know. Your worship will be limited. Eriu does not know the prime minister, so if she enters now, I don't know, he might not even acknowledge her because he doesn't know. He doesn't know the worth. He doesn't know who she is. So we can't give enough credit to somebody that we do not know. Again, let's study the scriptures and let's pray. Let's spend time in God's presence so he can reveal himself to us in a different way. You know, in Revelation, it says that the angels and the 24 elders, they, you know, let's just go to the passage. Revelation 24. I didn't write the verse down, but I'll just go to Revelation 24. Where he talks about the angels and the 24 elders casting down their crown. Revelation 25:8. So he says, you know, they came, they cast their crown. And what did they say in verse 9? It says they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy, worth. Worth. Thou art worthy. Oh, that's not the one I'm looking for. I'm looking for the one he says that are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. But yeah, placing words. 4:11. Thank you. 4:11. Yeah, so the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, what? To receive glory and honor, for thou hast created all things, and for their pleasure they are and were created. What are they doing? They're giving credit to the source that was created. Thou hast created. Again, if you look at the story of where they wanted to feed, is it the 5,000, and then the little boy had the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. You know, there was a need, but what did Jesus do? He didn't say, oh, how am I going to fix this? He rose it up and gave thanks. Again, he recognized the source. You know, when we know that God is the source, we don't really, it's not us anymore, it's God. It's God. If you look at the story of the rich young ruler in Mark 10, we know that story where he says, Master, what can I do to inherit eternal life? And God says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not all of that, the thou shalt not. And he says, I've done all of that. Then what happened in verse 22? He says, okay, go and sell all you have and give to the poor. And what happened? It was sad because of what? He said, for he had great possessions. The guy didn't worship. He did everything else but worship because he felt he had. The source is saying, go and do this, but we're withholding. Worship is surrender. And we need to do that every day of our lives. We surrender. That is worship. It's not the singing. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. Okay, I'll conclude now because I think we're now quiet. And, you know, in the beginning it was bubbly. But in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is God is the source of everything. God owns us, and so we give credit to him. This morning when you woke up, you opened your 2 eyes, and then you realize, I woke up today by his grace, not mine. What do you say? Thank you, Jesus. That is praise. That is worship. Giving credit to God. The chair you're sitting on, it didn't break. It can carry your weight. Is that not? Can we say thank you, Jesus? He created that chair. You say, thank you, Jesus. The food you're about to eat, who gave you that food? The fork and knife. Somebody said Uncle Debo. Who gave Uncle Debo? Pastor Demola. Who gave Pastor Demola? The church, our tithe and offering. Who gave us the tithe and offering? Our boss. Who gave that boss the company? So everything still goes back to God. So he gets the credit. And that's praise and that's worship. So now when we say stand up and clap, you clap because those hands are not yours. And if the master demands it, you give it. That is praise and that is worship. If we say stand, you stand. Not because you're not saying, oh, my knee, oh, my shoe. Take the shoes off. Because it doesn't take God anything to, God forbid, change whatever it is. God forbid, God won't tamper with us. But if you say stand, you stand. If it says kneel, you kneel. Because we have an understanding that he is the source and we surrender. We surrender. We surrender. I just want us to rise up on our feet this morning. I thought it would be nice for us to, you know, cover this. What we do every Sunday is amazing. What we do in our private life is amazing. But even in our secular world, we can still praise and we can still worship. We can still tell about God's goodness. We can still surrender daily to God. We can still surrender to the source. Job went through a lot, but what did he say? Naked I came. He says the Lord gives and he takes away. And what followed that statement? He says, may the name of the Lord be praised. That's Job knowing that he gave me and he took it. He is the source. He is the source. Paul and Silas, they were in prison. What took them there? And before they got there, that's my countdown telling me that I'm done. Before they got there, it says they were severely beaten. Some of us are tired this morning because we're watching TV. That's no fault of anybody. They were severely beaten, but then they were in the prison. And what did they do? They praised, they prayed. And they didn't do it in their heart. It says they sang loud enough for the other prisoners to hear. We sing here, but the person by our side can't even hear what we are singing. We will go into a time of praise and worship now in songs. But I want to challenge us to leave our comfort aside. Clap, sing, shout. If we have an understanding of praise and worship, yes, we're not perfect. We're still trying to be perfect. We, the choristers. But regardless of how the sound goes, it doesn't change the meaning of God. It doesn't change the worth of God. So we can still praise and worship. Father, Lord, we commit ourselves afresh to you. We ask, oh God, like the psalmist said, that we would bless you at all times and your praise will continually be in our mouths. And that we would always recognize you as the source. And so we will surrender. We would worship you Monday to Sunday, day in, day out. When you say forgive, we will forgive because we know that that forgiveness is not, we don't own it, it's yours. And if you say surrender it, we surrender. That is worship. Where somebody needs a lift, we are ready to say jump in my car because the car is not even mine. God gave it to me, so I'm ready to surrender. That is worship. Help us, oh God, that in our private life, we praise you and we worship you so that when we come together, we would praise and worship with power, with understanding in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask that you make yourself welcome again this morning. And as we go into a time of praise and worship, our praise and worship in songs will be acceptable. Our hearts will be right with you. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.